Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Welcome, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. I'm going to welcome you out today because I'm so excited to have you out here. Excited you're willing to join us and invest your time in all of this and to be able to better yourself and be able to prosper and grow with the rest of us. Love it. Again, check us out, www.moneyripples.com. Check out our blogs, our podcasts, everything else. Check us out on iTunes as well. Subscribe to our other shows. And be sure that if there's information that you want, things that topics you want me to cover, let me know. Say, Chris, I would love it if you would cover this topic for us today. Would you cover this or would you cover that? Yes, I would. I would love to, especially if it's a great topic. So if you've got questions burning in your mind that you think others would benefit from and don't think you're alone, most of the questions you guys ask that you ask for yourselves also work for others too. So let me know those questions. I would love to create new topics that create value for you because dollars do follow value. And ultimately, value follows value. Our lives are richer because of the value we create for other people. So let me serve you and let me create value for you. Now, I want to talk about a topic today that I think is very important, and I haven't really addressed it yet. I get a lot of people that will say things to me, and especially if they've been trained in the financial world or they are in the financial world, or even people that have kind of the typical consumer mindset. You know, I talk about creator versus consumer. You know, when we talk about stewardship, that's more from a creator standpoint. Consumer is more that spender saver type of perspective. It's interesting though, I have a lot of people tell me, they say, wow, Chris, what you're talking about? You got to take a lot of risks, right? You got to take a lot of risks to get what you want. And I always laugh at that because when people say you got to take a lot of risks, I don't really believe that. I actually believe that low risk creates better returns, not higher risk. Many people will say high risk creates high returns. Well, look at what the definition of high risk is. If risk is chance of loss, how does it make sense that a higher chance of losing would create a higher chance of winning? It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, right? And that's just not true. The only people that tell you to do that are those that want you to take all the risk so they don't have to. I was just speaking today at an event where there was two bankers, and I brought up those five rules of the bank that I've mentioned on other episodes. And I asked, hey, you guys, the bankers, do you guys want to take less risk or more risk? And what did they say without even a blink? They said, less risk. I said, great, you want them to take all the risk. And so I don't believe that. I believe that we've been taught this for our whole lives because there are people out there that have an agenda that want us to take all the risk. I want you to do the opposite. I want you not to be someone who's trying to take risks and be a gambler, because gambling ultimately is a violation of principle. So lower risk is better. Now, this applies to you whether you're an employee working in a job. Do you take high risks in your job? Do you do things that maybe you shouldn't be doing, that maybe are stretching the rules and it could cost you everything? Are you doing something in your business? Are you believing that you got to take high risk and gamble at all, only to find out you fall flat on your face? You know, and some people will say, well, it just takes one time to succeed. That's true. But sometimes you might just be dumb doing certain things, right? I mean, let's admit it. If we've been in business for any amount of time, we've done some dumb things, right? So we don't want to do that. So how do we make sure that we're not just trying to gamble that? How about with your money? Are you gambling with your money? You know, I talk about the spectrum where there's the spender, saver, and then the steward is in the middle. You know, in the far extreme of the saver, there's the hoarder, the person that hoards money and never wants to let it go. Well, on the far end of the spender, there's also the gambler. And I've seen certain people that are interesting. They're usually men, although there are some women. But sorry, men, you're more guilty of this than women are. Women tend to have better common sense than you. Sorry. But I've seen men where they'll say, here's the next great opportunity. Check this out. And they'll say, here's a cool thing. And it takes a few questions to figure out it's just bogus. It's all hype. It's all fluff. There's nothing really there. There's no meat and potatoes behind it. And of course, the next thing you know, that they're moving on to the next opportunity or the next thing. And if you find yourself bouncing around from one place to the other, it could be because you're just gambling it. You know, you're just shooting in the wind. You have no clue where you're going. And I don't want you guys to become gamblers because it just doesn't work. So that's the kind of gambling I'm referring to. There is another type of gambling I'm going to refer to, which is gambling. You know, gambling in the true sense of the word. This gambling is an absolute violation of principle. You know, we talk about that dollars follow value. You probably hear this at least once every other episode from out of my mouth. It might be a true principle you want to pay attention to. Now, I believe that gambling is when you violate this principle of dollars follow value. When you stop trying to add value, you are gambling. Even in business, if you're not looking for ways to add value, you're just trying to find ways to make money, you're gambling in your business. You're gambling your reputation, which could destroy your business for years and maybe permanently forever. Gambling does not work. When you expect something for nothing, that's gambling. You know, we see this in society all the time lately, where people expect to get something for nothing. If you believe that you can violate this principle that dollars follow value and still get rewarded for it, you get another thing coming. You're not going to have it. It's the same reason why people will say, well, Chris, well, why did the mafia make lots of money? Well, they're still creating value for somebody. That's the truth of it, right? They killed somebody. You know, if they killed somebody, hey, they probably made some good money there. You know, a lot of them have other businesses they use, right? And things like that. They're still creating value. But the problem comes is that when you try to do it through lying or deception, and this doesn't mean it's just a mafia, this could be anybody. If you believe that lying and deceiving people or trying to force people or blackmail into doing things is going to create freedom and prosperity, you're absolutely wrong. You can never have freedom and prosperity because you'll always believe that even if you have all the money in the world, you still believe that other people are going to try to do it back to you. You're going to get that karma coming back to you. So you're always wondering or worrying who's next. You're going to not trust people, which is really hard if you're trying to create value for people too. You know, you're just pretty much just trying to work with people's agendas, and there's no real freedom in there. There's no real peace in that situation. You can never be financially free there. So if you're gambling because, one, you're violating principles of forcing people or lying or deceiving to people, or if you're gambling because you believe that you can get something for nothing, you believe that you can just sit on your laurels and get something in return, you believe that people can just provide for you because you're just going to sit back and let them do it, that just doesn't work. There's got to be real value there. You got to be doing something that actually really serves people. You know, if you believe that, this is why I don't believe in teaching the stock market. I do not believe that, and I told this to people even when they invest in the stock market. Now, granted, how you define investment is interesting. It can vary from person to person. I believe that same thing requires time, energy, or money, or time, effort, or money. It doesn't have to be all three. It could be either or. But, you know, I get people that I used to teach how to trade stocks and options. And I would tell them flat out, I said, listen, if you're trading stocks and options, if that's what you're doing, you are a gambler. You are not an investor. Because investors come from a much different plane, a different playing field. Warren Buffett is an investor, not a gambler. Warren Buffett goes and actually invests in companies, sits on their board, makes decisions, does things. You know, when was the last time when you invest in your IRA or your 401k, when is the last time do those companies that you invested in ask you, hey, do you think we should do this decision? What do you think? Should we pull the trigger on and do this? It might cost some jobs or this might make us a lot of money. Do you think we should do it? No, they never ask you your opinion. Never. That's the point. You're not really investing. I mean, investing really is requiring something where you're able to really create value. When you throw money in the market, do you really think you're creating value for anybody? No. You put money in mutual funds, you're not creating value for anybody at all. You're investing in a fund, quote unquote investing, right? You're putting money into a fund that then is investing into stocks and other types of vehicles, right? Well, the problem is that you're investing in the fund. Even though stocks make money, if everybody's selling out of that mutual fund, you lose money. You're gambling. You have no certainty. You have no guarantee of anything. And so when you're gambling on markets and things to save you, you have no control and there's no freedom in that. How can you really expect that gambling is going to really work for you? So that's where you got to avoid that at all costs. How can you make sure that you're creating real value? There are ways to leverage it. You don't have to put all your time and effort into it. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that there's got to be some real measurable way that you know you're providing value, even if you're leveraging other people's time, money, or relationships. There are ways to do that. That is true investing. That is how you create real wealth, not by gambling it away. And so if you're thinking you're going to take high risks and make a lot of money, you got another thing coming. If you think you can lie or cheat or steal, you got another thing coming. And if you believe that you can just add no value at all and live off welfare or just go and throw money into markets and things that you have no control over, you got another thing coming. You cannot expect to prosper and have those things happen at the same time. So what I'm going to challenge you to do is really look at yourself. Be honest with yourself and ask yourself where you're really gambling. What areas are you gambling in that you can improve upon? What areas can you be looking at? You say, I'm taking way too many risks here. How can I lessen my risk? How can I increase more certainty and peace of mind of what I'm doing? Whether it be in my business, whether it be with my money, whether it be with my family or anything else you have in your life, how can you reduce that risk? How can you create that certainty? Because that's where real peace of mind comes from. That's where real freedom is possible. Otherwise, it's just a dream. It'll never be there. So that's why I'm going to challenge you to do. Don't be a gambler. Go out and be a value creator. This is Chris Miles here, tuning out or signing off, and you can tune out. Go ahead and join us next week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.